Hello, brothers and sisters, Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. As I begin today's program, I want to encourage you to go to our website, renewalministries.net. All small letters, no spaces, just simple, Renewal Ministries, plural, renewalministries.net. And see what's there, brothers and sisters, that can help you. You know, many times I think you could listen to this program, hear me say, I want to see you grow in this, or I want to encourage you to make this decision or that decision. And many times we're saying, well, I don't quite know how to do that. That's why we have so many books, booklets, CDs, DVDs to answer all those kinds of questions. So just go on the website, go to bookstore, peruse it, see everything that's there, see what might be helpful for you. You can watch our television program from that website. The Choices We Face is the name of that program. You can listen to my radio program and Peter Herbeck's radio program. Both of those are on the website. You could access them that way. Please take advantage, because the times are difficult and they're going to get more so. And I long with all my brothers and sisters to see you equipped. And that's why we did. We didn't write books and do so many CDs and booklets and articles and all that kind of thing because we wanted to hear ourselves. We did it for you. And so take a look, renewalministries.net. I also want to say, just a little over a month from now, the Year of Mercy, the Blessed Holy Year of Mercy, will begin. And I'm going to do a great deal of talking about that. So just hang in there. We're going to begin it with Advent, and I'll be developing that theme in a number of ways for you so that you can apply it to your life, that it's not just, oh, something else the church dreamed up. I hear people say that kind of thing. It isn't that. It's that we desperately need the mercy of God to lead us to conversion, to lead us to repentance, to lead us to joy. Joy that God has for those who sincerely repent. That's what God has for all of us, every single one of us. Not one of us is without sin. And so this is a year to grow much, much closer to God, to receive the benefit and the blessing of his unfathomable mercy that's there for you. Take a look at the first reading this morning from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. Brothers and sisters, if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all. How will he not also give us everything else along with him? Who will bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who acquits us. Who will condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, rather was raised, who also is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. We have someone who prays for us, intercedes for us. We have someone who died for us. We can't lose unless we choose to turn away or reject or scoff or ridicule. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? How strong is your faith? Really, you need to ask that, because I don't know about you, but anguish, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword, in other words, someone's out to kill me, those things can really shake your faith. But what Paul is saying is none of that, no matter how bad it is, none of that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus if we cling to him. Most of the time what people do is they turn away. Well, God doesn't care. God didn't answer this prayer. God allowed this to happen, all that kind of thing. And so we want to push God out of the picture because he didn't answer our prayer the way we wanted that prayer answered. Trust him. Be faithful to him. Grow closer to him every day. Will anguish or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword, will any of those separate us from the love of Christ? As it is written, for your sake we are being slain all the day, we are looked upon as sheep to be slaughtered. No, Paul says, a definitive no. In all these things we conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. We can conquer overwhelmingly through him who loved us. And then Paul prays that beautiful prayer. I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God will never let go of us. But we have free will. We can let go of him. Even when we do let go of him, he clings to us in the hopes that we will return. Psalm 109, save me, O Lord. Save me in your mercy. Save me. Do you, O God, my Lord, deal kindly with me for your name's sake. In your generous mercy, rescue me. For I am wretched and poor. My heart is pierced within me. Help me, O Lord, my God. Save me in your mercy. Let them know that this is your hand, that you, O Lord, have done this. I will speak my thanks earnestly to the Lord, and in the midst of the throng I will praise him, for he stood at the right hand of the poor man to save him from those who would condemn his soul. God will never abandon you. He is at your side. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're involved in, even if you're despairing at this moment, God is not despairing of you. He clings to you. He holds on to you. Turn around. Put your arms around him, and he will lift you out of the pit. The gospel for today is Luke chapter 13, verses 31 to 35. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, go away. Leave this area because Herod wants to kill you. I think, you know, they're giving him a warning, but I also think, just get out of our sight, because you're going to bring attention on us we don't want. And the Pharisees, they just wanted to be in their self-enclosed protection, and they didn't want Jesus causing a stir. And so they said to him, go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you. And Jesus replied, go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons, and I perform healings today and tomorrow, and on the third day I accomplish my purpose. Yet I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day, for it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearned to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus is prophesying here. He's saying, look, the Pharisees wanted to get rid of him. Next thing they wanted to do is kill him. And Jesus knows that. And he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, for centuries you've killed the prophets. You stone those sent to you by God. You're killing the messenger. How many times I yearned to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. But you were unwilling. How many times, brothers and sisters, does God reach out his arms that have an infinite expanse and put them around us, and we squirmed out of his grasp and we said no and we stomped off in anger? How many times has God done that for us? God is always waiting for us with open arms, always. All you need to do is say, Lord, help me. You almost need to say nothing else. Help me. And then when God does help you, follow him. When he does extend a hand to you, follow him. And he will. God is never deaf to the cry of his people. Never. It might seem so because you don't get the answer you want, but God is not deaf. Sometimes when we don't get an answer, he's working in us to change us so that we can ask rightly. He wants what is best for us. And you and I both know how short-sighted we are, how sometimes blind we are to what is the best thing for us. Because often what we want is the alleviation of our distress. Just God, get rid of this. Do something. We just want to get rid of the anguish or the pain or the suffering. But God, what God does with all of that is to bring new life for us out of it. Out of it, really. Out of sometimes what is very, very difficult and very painful, God can reveal himself. So you want to say, Lord, I am in need, I am in distress, please come, please help me. That's fine to pray that way. Absolutely fine. He wants to hear that. But don't just walk away. Don't turn away. Don't reject him. Sometimes when we're mired in sin and we've been wounded ourselves, we've wounded others and we've been wounded ourselves, it's hard for us to trust. Very difficult. But Jesus comes to each one of us. He says, I want to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. I want to draw you to myself. And we flail around. You know how when you want to pick up a small child and you just want to hug that child and that child is squirming and kicking and pushing. He doesn't want to be picked up. That's how we are with God. And so he puts us down and he lets us be for a little bit. But always his arms are open to receive us. So brothers and sisters, I ask so much for you. I pray for you every day. I ask that God would be merciful to you. I want to see you not only come to heaven, but I want to see you saints in heaven. I want to see you living and dying for the glory of God, the love of God, the honor of God. That's what God wants for you, and I want it too. And it'll come in all kinds of different ways. The important thing is that we don't reject him, even when times are difficult. The important thing is that we extend our hands to him and say, lead me, teach me, protect me, help me. And as you do that every time, God draws very near. He'll never force himself on us, never. But he does wait. He waits for us more than we wait for him. May God lead you today and bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.